The wheel of the year is turning, my friends, and we find ourselves facing tomorrow, the darkest, longest night of the year. It's a harsh time for those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, with icy winds and harsh conditions ushering us inside. All of this dark and cold can certainly be challenging, but as you know, it also presents us with a unique opportunity. If we want to, we can embrace this time and go willingly into the dark. We can slow down, be still and quiet. We can reflect on our lives and the year that is now fading fast behind us in the rearview mirror. Most years, this chance for spiritual reflection and gestation is a welcome opportunity for me. I love winter. I get outside and embrace winter activities, and at the end of the day, I eagerly settle into the warmth and cocoon of my home to enjoy family time or meaningful solitude and spiritual reflection. But this year, in the time of pandemic, it's a little bit different. We've all been cooped up inside for a while now, going on 10 months here, and we're looking at some more months of the same. This year, for me at least, the solitude feels a little less welcome and maybe even drifting towards loneliness. The winter ahead looms as a tiresome threat more than it feels like an opportunity for reflection and nourishment, as it usually does. And so I'm wondering today how we can use this time at the winter solstice to prepare ourselves for the long winter ahead. As we were planning for this service, Deb and I agreed that this year it will be especially important this time to tap into the joys of the season that nourish you, body, mind, and spirit. Whatever it is, that which brings you joy and peace and perhaps even a moment of transcendence. See if you can seek that out today. Let's seek that out as we approach the winter solstice. We can practice together now. Think of smells from the kitchen, your favorite, traditional meals. These may be from your childhood, youth, or current situations. Recall the beauty of new snowfall, the patterns of frost on your windows, or the primal safety of a fire on a wintry day. Yule is a time for warm memories and simple joys. Pay attention to these today. Notice each simple joy of the season, this day and in the week to come, no matter how small. For me, some of these are the comforts of home, the connection with family and friends, even if it is virtual this year. The traditional Yuletide treats, the just woke up from a nap snuggles with my daughter under a cozy blanket, the chance to curl up with a good book. These things give me life and get me through. What gets you through? What gets you through this time of year? When in doubt, revel in the darkness. Each act of celebration is a spark, says Lynn Ungar in her poem about this time of year. I think this is a pretty excellent winter survival tip. No matter how small, see if you can actually really enjoy something. A cup of tea, a nap, a brisk walk in the woods, a phone call with a friend. Revel in the darkness. Celebrate the season. Notice the gifts of winter in your life. Recall what nourishes you during this season and make a plan to maintain your spirit throughout the cold months ahead. Revel in the darkness. Celebrate the spirit of the season. And remember, each act of celebration is a spark of hope, a spark that will encourage and bring back the sun. A spark that, joined with all the other sparks of each one of us, will usher us into a new year with more love and light than we could imagine. Of course, to get there, we may have to leave some things behind. This is the other gift of Yule, the chance to let go. So, beloveds, see if you can spend some time today discerning what you need to leave behind. What has been a burden that will not aid you now and that you no longer need? What can stay here in 2020 that you no longer want to carry forward? It's time to let it go. 2021 lies open before us. In this moment, suspended between what was and what will be, we have a chance to be intentional and thoughtful about what we will carry forward, what we will leave behind in the dustbin of 2020. As Margaret Atwood says in her solstice poem, this is the solstice, the still point of the sun, its cusp and midnight, the year's threshold and unlocking, where the past of and becomes the future. Today is the day, this week is the week, that we get to let go of that which we do not wish to carry and become the future. If we were here in person this morning, if this wasn't a pandemic, I would have given you each a small stone when you walked in the door. So I want you to imagine you have one now, just a small stone like this. Imagine holding it, feel its cool weight in the palm of your hand, the weight of a long, difficult year. Perhaps this stone represents a single burden you have been carrying this year, one big thing. Or maybe it represents the accumulation of many small ones. Acknowledge this stone. Greet it. Thank it for what it is and what it has taught you. And when you are ready, let it go. Let it go. And as you do, you are clearing the way for something new to be born. We know scientifically and objectively, of course, this is true. The days will start getting longer this week, but it doesn't always feel like it right away, at least for me. It still feels pretty dark right through most of January and February. But that's the funny thing about winter, isn't it? It can feel like nothing is happening and that everything is still cold and dark. But remember, life lies dormant beneath the soil. Winter is a time of incubation, full of possibilities. So, beloveds, with the way cleared, what possibilities are you growing in yourself now? What will you manifest in your life in the new year? What new things will you bring to fruition in yourself as we move forward towards the planting season? How will you change yourself and prepare for growth in the year ahead? It doesn't have to be difficult. You can start small. Just pay attention. Revel in the darkness. Celebrate the season. Ignite a spark of hope. Together, we will recall the sun. May this be so. May we be the ones to make it so.